All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Ancient Greece, Rome, cradles of philosophy. Among the gems they offer the world was Stoicism. Today, we're diving into 10 life-altering Stoic rules. Stick around and you might just change the way you see life. Rule number 1, the dichotomy of control.
Ever felt overwhelmed trying to control everything? The Stoics, with their profound wisdom, introduced the concept of the dichotomy of control. Imagine life as a grand theater, and you're both a puppet and the puppeteer. The strings in your hands represent the things within your control, your actions, beliefs, and desires. However, some strings pulled by unseen forces are beyond your grasp. They symbolize the unpredictable, the weather, other people's opinions, the restless march of time. Consider a game of chess, the movement of your pieces. That's up to you. But your opponent's moves, the strategies they employ, the challenges they present, those are beyond your direct control. Just like in life and chess, we must anticipate and respond, but not agonize over the unpredictable. Nature, in all its majestic beauty, operates on its own terms. Trees don't lament when they lose their leaves, nor do they rejoice when they bloom. They simply exist, in tune with the rhythm of life. We too should aim to accept and adapt rather than resist. Mastering the dichotomy of control is like the art of balancing stones. It's about recognizing where to exert effort and where to let go. By understanding and internalizing this principle, you pave the way to a life of lesser frustration and greater harmony. So, as we journey through the Stoic path, remember, embrace what you can control and gracefully accept what you can't.
Rule number 2, treat obstacles as opportunities.
Life often presents us with unexpected challenges. But what if we were to tell you that every obstacle carries a hidden gift? Imagine each obstacle as a door. Many people see a closed door and turn away. But the Stoics, they don't just knock, they seek the key. Because they understand that every locked door might just lead them to a room full of opportunities. Nature itself teaches us the power of persistence. A seed trapped under a concrete doesn't accept defeat. With time, it finds its way, turning cracks into pathways. Such is the resilience of life and the potential within obstacles. Remember the first steps as a child. Each fall was not a failure, but a lesson. With every stumble, we learn balance, strength, and determination. Those challenges, those initial obstacles, were crucial for our growth. Think of life's challenges as the chisel strikes a sculptor makes on marble. Each strike, each obstacle, shapes us, refining our character and revealing our potential. Without those strikes, the masterpiece remains hidden within the stone. In the words of the Stoic Seneca, difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body. Embrace your hurdles, for they might just be the stepping stones to greatness.
Rule number 3, reflect on mortality. Memento mori.
Death, often shunned as a dark and taboo subject, was seen differently through Stoic eyes. They saw it as an essential meditation on life. Each day, we're gifted with 86,400 seconds, but how often do we pause to consider the impermanence of these moments? By acknowledging life's fleeting nature, we are reminded of its value, just as we cherish the last pages of a gripping book or the final scenes of a movie. So too can we cherish the present moments of our lives. The Stoic philosopher Seneca once said, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it. The candle of our life is always burning, and by contemplating mortality, we learn not to squander the light it offers." Each phase of life presents its own joys and challenges, from the carefree days of childhood to the reflective years of old age, Memento Mori teaches us to embrace every chapter, to live fully and authentically, irrespective of where we stand in the timeline of existence. Nature and its cyclical dance.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Mirrors life and death in every bloom and every fallen leaf. By observing and embracing this rhythm, we're reminded to live in harmony with the inevitable. So as we navigate the rich tapestry of life, let the practice of Memento Mori guide us to be present, passionate, and purposeful in every endeavor.
Rule number 4. Stay rooted in the present moment.
In the whirlwind of life, with its endless to-dos and constant directions, the Stoic offers a ground principle. The present is all we truly have. Picture a stream where each leaf represents a moment. Some leaves represent the past, flowing away from us, never to return. Others, the future, rushing towards us, but always remaining just out of reach. The only leaf we can truly touch is the one right in front of us, the present. In today's hyper-connected age, it's so easy to be physically present, yet mentally miles away. We might be reminiscing about the past or anxiously anticipating the future, missing out on the richness of the moment right before us. Remember the absolute joy of childhood play? There was no yesterday's regret or tomorrow's worry, just the sheer delight of the now. This is the purity of the presence that the Stoics urge us to reconnect with, engaging our senses fully, be it the feel of rain on skin, the aroma of a blooming flower, or the mirage colors of a sunset can anchor us in the present. Such simple acts can become gateways to profound mindfulness. Seneca once stated, "The whole future lies in uncertainty. Live immediately." As we journey through the vast landscape of existence, let's remember to often pause, breathe, and truly inhabit each precious moment.
Rule number 5. Desire what you already have.
In an age of endless choices and constant upgrades, the Stoics present a radical idea. True contentment doesn't come from acquiring more, but from desiring less. Our world is a carousel of consumerism, where today's desires become tomorrow's discards. The constant chase for the new can be draining, leaving us in an endless loop of wanting. But what if we paused and asked ourselves, is this desire driven by need or merely by want? There's an unsung beauty in rediscovering what we already own. That old watch, handed down through generations, may not have the latest tech, but it's rich in stories and memories. Desire, the Stoics teach us, should be rooted in value, not novelty. It's said that the richest person isn't the one who has the most, but the one who needs the least. This isn't just about material possessions, but extends to relationships and experiences. Recognizing the treasure in genuine connections and simple moments leads to a wealth that money can't buy. Imagine waking up and viewing each day as a gift. Each experience, no matter how mundane, is a unique jewel. By shifting our perspective this way, the ordinary becomes extraordinary, and gratitude becomes our constant companion. Epictetus wisely noted, "Wealth consists not in having great possessions, but in having few wants." So, as we navigate the bustling bazaar of life, let's learn to cherish the timeless treasures we already hold close.
Rule number 6. Take responsibility for your reactions.
Events happen. Sometimes they're pleasant, sometimes they're not. But Stoics emphasize a profound truth. It's not the event, but our reaction to it that truly matters. Picture a sturdy tree amidst a storm. While its branches may dance to the wind's tunes, its roots remain deeply anchored. Similarly, in life's storms, we can control the winds of external events, but we can determine how deep our roots of understanding and response go. Life often gives us feedback. Some are instant, like the pain from touching something hot, while others are more gradual. These reactions are innate, but how we internalize and learn from them is a conscious choice. Stoics advocate for recognizing these patterns and choosing wisdom over reflex. As we move through the mosaic of daily life, mirrored situations evoke mirrored emotions, joy, anger, surprise, sadness. The Stoic practice isn't about suppressing these emotions, but about understanding their origin and directing our response in a manner that aligns with virtue and reason. Envision your mind as a serene pond. Events, good or bad, are like pebbles thrown into this pond. While they may cause ripples, it's up to us to decide how long these ripples last and how they shape our inner landscape. Marcus Aurelius aptly stated, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." So as life unfolds its unpredictable chapters, let's remember, our true power lies not in controlling events, but in mastering our reactions to them.
Rule number 7, embrace the broader perspective.
Often in the minutiae of daily life, we become ensnared in the trivial, forgetting the grand tapestry we're all part of. The Stoics urge us to regularly step back and embrace a broader, more universal perspective. Imagine the hustle and bustle of a metropolitan hub. While each individual is consumed with their unique daily struggles and joys from a bird's eye view, its harmonious dance of humanity, sometimes rising above our personal narratives, gives clarity to the bigger picture. Just as a single leaf is a part of a tree, which in turn is part of a forest, each of us is an integral thread in the vast fabric of existence. This cosmic perspective not only humbles us, but also reminds us of our interconnectedness and the transient nature of our individual troubles. Our planet is a symphony of ecosystems, climates, and terrains. By understanding our place within this grand scheme, our personal stresses can seem less overwhelming. Stoics practice this perspective shift, reminding themselves of the world's vastness and their fleeting role within it. The universe, with its endless expanse of galaxies, stars, and mysteries, has been unfolding for billions of years. Our individual lives, while significant to us, are mere blinks in cosmic time. Embracing this broader perspective can lead to a deeper appreciation of our moments and a release from petty worries. As Seneca once advised, dwell on the beauty of life, watch the stars, and see yourself running with them. So whenever life's challenges seem unsurmountable, let's take a moment to zoom out, find our place in the cosmos, and recenter our spirits.
Rule number 8, value virtue above all else.
In our journey through life, we're often presented with mirrored paths. The Stoics, with unwavering clarity, champion one above the rest, the path of virtue. Virtue isn't about grand gestures or monumental decisions. It's found in the daily choices we make, from acts of kindness to standing up for what's right, even when it's not the easy choice. It's the compass that points towards a life of purpose and meaning. Historically, Stoics viewed virtues like wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance as the foundational pillars of a well-lived life. These aren't just abstract concepts, but actionable guidelines. Wisdom in discerning right from wrong, courage in facing adversity, justice in our dealings with others, and temperance in our desires. Across ages, the essence of these virtues remain unchanged. They are timeless anchors, grounding us amidst life's changing tides. By valuing virtue, we align ourselves with principles that transcend fleeting trends and societal pressures. And when communities and societies place virtue at their core, they thrive, fostering environments of mutual respect, collaboration, and genuine well-being. Marcus Aurelius aptly noted, "The best revenge is not to be like your enemy." So as we craft our life story, let virtue be the ink with which we write, ensuring our tale is one of significance and honor.
Rule number 9, recognize the impermanence of all things.
From the bloom of a flower to the setting of the sun, nature constantly reminds us of a fundamental truth. All things are transient. Life is a symphony of change. Cities evolve, societies transform, and even our own feelings and thoughts are in a state of flux. The Stoics embrace this ever-changing dance, using it as a lens of both savor moments of joy and find solace in times of distress. Time and its relentless march brings both creation and dissolution. Recognizing this can free us from the shackles of excessive attachment and the fear of loss. For the Stoics, understanding impermanence wasn't a cause for despair, but rather a call to live with urgency and appreciation. By internalizing the fleeting nature of experiences, we can cherish the milestones and gatherings even more deeply, knowing they are but temporary flashes of beauty in the grand tapestry of existence. Just as the tides ebb and flow, life presents its dualities, happiness and sorrow, beginnings and endings. The Stoic practices teaches us to navigate these with grace, finding equanimity in the face of life's inherent unpredictability. Epictetus wisely observed, "He who fears death fears either the loss of sensation or a different kind of sensation. But if you shall have no sensation, neither will you feel any harm. And if you shall acquire another kind of sensation, you will be a different kind of living being, and you will not cease to live." So, as we journey through life's myriad phases, let's remember to embrace change, cherishing the impermanent and finding beauty in every fleeting moment. Rule number 10. Cultivate inner tranquility. While the world around us can often be chaotic and unpredictable, the Stoics believe in the power of maintaining a tranquil heart and mind, making it a sanctuary against external disturbances. In our fast-paced world, being constantly bombarded with information, demands, and expectations, finding tranquility might seem like an elusive dream. However, the Stoic practice is not about escaping from the world, but rather about cultivating a calm core, even amidst the whirlwind of daily life. Inner tranquility is more than just a fleeting feeling. It's a state of being, achieved through constant practice, reflection, and self-awareness. It's about recognizing and letting go of the desires and fears that unsettle us, and focusing instead on what's truly within our control. Various tools can aid us in this quest: meditation, introspective journaling, connecting with nature, or even just the act of deliberate breathing. These are all pathways leading to a tranquil inner landscape. By nurturing this inner calm, we're not only better equipped to handle life's challenges, but also to truly savor its joys. True tranquility isn't the absence of change or challenges, but the ability to remain poised in the face of them. It's the calm acceptance of life's ebb and flow, and the understanding that our inner state is a cultivated refuge, resilient and steadfast. Seneca beautifully remarked, "Tranquility is nothing else than the good ordering of the mind." So as we journey forward, let's prioritize the inner order, crafting a sanctuary within where peace reigns supreme, irrespective of the external chaos. From the bustling streets of ancient Rome to our 21st century lives, Stoic wisdom remains profoundly relevant. Embrace these tenets, and you'll not only learn the philosophy, you're shaping a life of depth, resilience, and fulfillment.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.